Yes, guys, welcome back to the Once You're In podcast. We have another special guest episode coming to you.
Very special.
Incredibly special guest. We have Mr. Josh Jenkins. So this is Reese's
boyfriend,
assistant coach, co-coach. That's my role, Lover. Mate. Mate, give us an intro.
Hi, I'm Josh.
All right, mate, don't
you there you
shout.
Go.
Don't Josh. Shout, all right?
Not fuck shout.
It. People's ears will be gone.
Yeah. So, this is how we're special.
This is how Josh talks normally.
hey, guys.
Hi, I'm Josh, as you probably can tell. Been coached by Reese for 3 years?
Three years, yeah. Was it March? When's
start of March.
Oh, mate, we're almost coming up to our three-year anniversary. Yeah. No, that'd be quite cool.
Yeah. Celebrate with anal.
Why did... Jesus Christ.
It's a great first
right,
minute.
Fantastic start. Right, so we'll have a chat about that, actually.
Anal.
Yeah, anal. Yeah, we love anal. We love anal on the podcast, especially with guys. We just love that. You know, brotherly love. Right, why did you apply? What was your... It was from Jamie
Smith. It's from Jamie Smith. And yeah. now he sends me TikToks all the time.
What, does it?
Yeah, he sends me TikToks. I've got one unread from like 12 hours ago.
So come on, tell me. I always find it interesting when it's...
Jamie Smith was on TikTok one day. He was like blowing up from just doing weird shit in lockdown.
During lockdown, yeah.
Yeah. And then I thought it was quite funny. Yeah. Started following him. He got coached by you. I followed you off that. Applied. I think I found the application on the application now, on like the application forms. I found it from like fucking years ago. And it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I was like, what the fuck was I doing at four?
That's when you were in a dark place.
Yeah, it was a dark place.
You're just like, oh, I'm gonna move.
It was me with like a bottle of vodka, man.
Yeah, like, you just sat there, you've lost a few games of FIFA and you're like, I need to turn my life around. What can I do? I need to get a coach. Because mate, you were a bit of a mess. Like,
yeah, I probably was.
Still are.
I still am a mess.
No, you were a lot better. But
it's a lot more organised mess now.
Yeah. You're like Darwin Nunes. Chaos.
I like a bit of chaos, though.
Yeah, that's you. But when you signed up, you were in a very different sort of spot. Like, I remember, because you were always really polite, but it was like, Jesus Christ, this guy's got... Not issues, because it wasn't issues, but it was like, there's a few things that were just like, the way you perceive situations was awful.
Yeah.
Like, but you were always very polite with it, but I was like, I can just tell that he's got a few, like, one thing would go wrong, and I was like, Josh,
shit. Yeah, chill, I'd be like, oh, fuck, fine. Fuck. I remember, like, even when I'd send you a voice note, like, after a session, I'd be like, this didn't go well.
Yeah.
But everything else did was a shit session, but I don't want to say I do it now, but like...
That's common, though, a lot of people are like that.
It's immaturity. Yeah. It's like, it's what happens.
No, but
when
it was, though, because it's almost like, I was, what, 18 when I applied?
That's so. Mad.
But it's like, I know that's not like, you're really immature, but then like compared
mate,
to like
no,
now.
No, no, 18 for a lot, like mate, most people depends, probably until like
it's
their 20s.
It's not just the numerical age, it's like your mental age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some
which
people.
Was probably like 12 then.
Yeah. 11.
Now it's like 15.
Yeah, now at least you
yeah, it's gone down.
You can function in social settings. Before it was like, right, Josh, what are you
I don't
not
think I can.
See?
I think I'm just like calm, but I'm just like, fine, I don't care.
So we'll move. So you applied, that was what, 2020?
2021.
Yeah. Where were your intentions? Did you want to compete?
No, I was going to uni.
Yeah.
And then I was still like, what was I doing at A-level? Like criminology, law, sociology, shit like that. So nothing to do with like fitness, even though I wanted to be a PT beforehand. But then I was like, I kind of want to go into law and stuff like that. Then I did really well at A-levels and I was like, I still don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I still want to PT, still want to coach in some sort of way. But I couldn't do what I wanted to do at uni. Because they didn't have like some sort of science or something. Yeah. So it was like, you either go to uni and you do like, I think it was like a 2 year foundation course. We have to still pay £9,000. I was like, I'm not paying fucking 18 grand for GCSE science I've already done. So I was like, I just want to start getting into like PT and coaching, started all that, which I probably should have started earlier because I knew I wanted to do it. And started posting more on like social. Because I remember like even like till back end of 2021, I probably had nothing on my social media. I didn't post at all, but I was like, that's what I want to do. And I remember it was the check-in after your first show. I was like, how do I do it? Like, how do I get into it? She sent me like a 20-minute check-in, basically just give me advice. I was like, okay,
while I was in prep.
Yeah.
I was, wasn't I? Because I remember you telling me, you were prepping and you were like, Reese, why are you giving me this much time? And I was like, because you asked me a good question. Like,
Basically, I was his only check-in that day and you were really fucking bored.
No, my first prep, were like, that March period, that was honestly,
I feel like you got a lot
of
people.
Yeah, I gained like
time,
10 clients in a month and it was because it was like, we went into lockdown, Jamie's stuff was doing well and I had like,
I feel
Jamie
like you got a few
well.
From Jamie, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I had like literally 5 to 10 and it was like, because I was finishing uni that year, like 2 or 3 months later, and I remember like being sat at Christmas, like thinking, am I I going to do this in 6 months? Like, am I going to, I'd need to get another 20, 30 clients to be like, oh, I'm actually pretty good at this. Mm. Like, I've got a good income. I'm enjoying it. Like, I was always enjoying it, but it was a case where like that March period, I remember like you applied, Ethan started up.
Metcalf.
Yeah. Like around the same sort of time. And it was like, I remember.
I was trying to think of it. I feel like
Stan Jack started maybe? From.
I feel like he started around that time. It was a bit
That later. Was a little bit later. Okay. Yeah, that was a bit later. But then
funny
like,
how you get like those little. You get like a break.
Yeah, no, it was literally perfect. I did that, went into prep.
Because a lot of people applied the same sort of time.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, when you made like your team our fit chat?
Yeah.
There was a lot of people who, it's not like, you know, like age groups in school where like you all gel with, like we all kind of gelled with like when people would apply.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
No, and you know that how long you've been in the team and that.
Yeah, because I know, like, if I was to look about, like, I know Jack's on, like, 125 check-ins. I know Stan's on, like, 145.
Yeah.
And I think you'd be on, like, 147, 8, like, around there. 150 or so, like, around that sort of point, like, I have, like, probably maybe 10 lads that are all very similar, but it's, like, 130 to 150.
Yeah.
And it's all, like, the same. You all kind of seem to get on, coach you for a long period of time. And it kind of segued nicely. But when you started, like I said, you didn't really want to compete or anything.
No, I didn't. And then, like, I started obviously training better, and then at the same time obviously
your training was never that bad.
It wasn't, but it was,
you didn't experience the classic my trainings, like you didn't go from training shit to like training good. Your training, I remember, like I say to you, mate, you have more, and you'd get like really annoyed at yourself because you let yourself down, but you still had like you had one rep in reserve on a leg press. Like better than you did today.
So you've gone backwards.
No, but like your training for somebody who had only just started was like, I remember thinking,
I was quite like open minded because I was like, all I'd ever done was what I wanted to do and like what I'd seen other people do. So I was like, oh, Sam, just do that. So when it was like someone just telling you what to do, I was like, well, Sam, well, you're telling me what to do.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to listen. Like, it makes no sense not to.
Yeah. That's that special aspect of you. Like,
yeah.
that makes sense though. I have clients like that who like, I just don't understand why you wouldn't just do as he's asked.
No,
like,
and I've said that. I've said that to you recently.
Time and money into it.
Yeah, like I've had people and they're like saying that like they've been slightly on plan, not fully on plan. But I'm like, why wouldn't you? Like you're paying for something for you to me to basically do all the
people
teaming.
Like to have it as a crutch, so they'll go, well, I've got a coach, so it's like when people have a PT. Yeah. I've got a PT, and then it's like they almost that in their head means that they're doing something, they're bettering themselves. Yeah. It's like it doesn't matter if you've got a PT if you're not turning up to the sessions or if you're not sticking to your meals.
That's the thing, like in theory, you could have not, I don't want to say the shittest coach in the world or anything like that, but if you just adhere to it, you probably make some sort of progress.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like, even if a coach is horrendous, just
stick just listen to any coach.
What if they were like, don't train.
Yeah, no.
Deload every second day.
Yeah.
Just eat loads of shit.
Yeah. That's what Finn gets Will Burns to do it every 5 weeks. Time. And Finn's been deloaded for like a month at this point.
Yeah, Ed deloaded 3 weeks ago. He's deep on you now.
Imagine being, is that what Ed said? He was
he's going on holiday and he was like, I think it makes more sense to take like time off now. And I was like,
You could just, I don't know, take him off on your holiday. Imagine
being like, oh, I was saying to a client.
Who's Ed anyway? Millie's boyfriend.
Millie's boyfriend. So,
he's the dude that turns up my house every Monday.
I find that funny. Like, mate, don't say that. That'd be out of context. I do find it funny. Imagine being like, hey, mate, I think we're going to deload soon. And the guy goes, oh, I've actually deloaded 2 weeks ago. I just didn't tell you. Imagine that. You'd be like, hey, bro, I actually took a week off. I just didn't tell
Ed doesn't actually do that, I don't think.
No, we don't. We don't know.
He might do.
The thing is, you don't know. Like, I said to a client today, like, well, he only sent me through one training session. I was like, you are training more than one time a week, aren't you?
I was like, I sometimes do have to really question clients. Because like, you can tell the ones who are putting the work in and the ones who are making the most progress.
I'm not going to name the name. I don't coach him anymore. But there was someone who was 20 kilos down and probably looked about half a kilo down.
Yeah.
I look at it, I'm like, you sure? Like, really, mate? You sure?
But it's mad.
Like, why on earth would you do that? Like, you're just kidding yourself and kidding the coach. Like, and the thing is as well, like, we're not stupid, like
you can see when someone's lost enough weight. It's like you're 10 kilos down, but you look the exact same.
Yeah, you definitely haven't.
On the I've got some clients who they pull off like 5 kilos and they look so much better. Yeah. Or like the advertiser, they're so much better. And then some people are like 20 kilos down, I'm like, you're just lying. Yeah. You're fucking taking the piss.
It happens. So we'll carry on. So you signed up, started, got training into a good groove.
Yeah.
You came to, first time we ever met was my first show.
First show, yeah. And I was fucking are you skinny?
Yeah, I was skinny, wasn't I? Skinny. Yeah. But again, you didn't really want to compete, but you just thought,
I was like, oh, this is just support. Cool. Because I was like, I'm going into like, because I was like, that was after I left sixth form. So it was like, I was almost like going into like a different sort of shit, a different thought of something in my life anyway. So I was like, oh, I'll just do this. Yeah. It's a bit different.
What were you thinking afterwards? Were you like, I want to do that?
No, I was like, oh, that's actually... No, I remember I left. I was like, oh, that was quite cool. I wouldn't mind doing that. But I still didn't know if I was going to compete or anything.
Yeah, because at that point, like, you were natty. Still are now.
Yeah.
Like,
my doctor still are. Yeah. My quads are, right?
Your quads are good. Yeah. We don't see shit.
God knows how your quads are good.
No idea with that leg press.
Just fucked some
gear. Yeah, so you came and you were like... I remember because we didn't speak about... Comran had already come and he was prepping... The next year? Yeah, he was prepping the next year. Yeah, Comran came.
Yeah,
Comran was there.
Yeah,
yeah. And like, I remember Comran being like, that's sick, bro. I need to get up there. And then like, because I didn't mention it to any clients. Like, you asked me and I told you, but I didn't mention it to any client. What show? I was just like, oh, I'm just competing in September. Because I didn't want it to be a whole...
No, you did say
I know
on the podcast.
Tom Taylor came. He looked. He watched. I know one of my clients now, Luke, when I had a few clients that signed up who went to that show.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't put it out. And it was literally more so a case of like, I'm just competing. I don't think too much of it. It's just my first show.
That's it. I didn't really know anything. Like, you know, after you came off stage, and when was it?
Did you sit next to my mum? Did you say
no? I sat like down the road from Conran, but I didn't really know Conran was. I think that was Danny. So when they were on the podcast, but I saw your mum there.
Yeah,
didn't say anything because I was a fucking pussy.
Fair enough.
I was too socially awkward. Still am.
Yeah, you talk to guys.
Yeah, I felt that.
I can't speak to females. I'm 22 and I've never spoken to a female.
I'm 21. I guess I'm 21. Like, a few months.
Okay, fair enough.
Look it. I'm like about 30.
So, went to the show. What do you think? Was your head after that? Like,
like everyone says the same. Like, even people like, you know, Leon, who came to my show.
Yeah.
He said the exact same thing as what I said to you or like to anyone about it. I was like, oh, that was just a lot different than what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Because if you've never really been into bodybuilding or anything like that, you probably think it's some fucking weird.
That was my first episode. I'd never been.
I don't want to say it's homosexual, but it kind of is.
The thought of standing in shorts or a thong.
Oh, getting your tan the night before, like, that is a bit weird.
Yeah, no, it's very odd. I think you get used to it, like those sort of things, but the thought of it is a lot worse.
It is a weird sport. Yeah. I saw my sister the other day, and obviously it's like one of the first times I've properly seen her since my show.
Yeah.
And she was like asking me questions. She was like, why this? And I was like, I didn't even have the answer. I was like, it's just the sport.
Why do you shave? Like,
but at the same time, though, like when you go there, it's
any
like,
sport, it's got
it's quite sound. Like, it's quite chilled in the sense that, like, you kind of like, especially probably for like you two, you go to any show and you know a lot of people there.
I didn't at that point. I knew one person backstage.
Tyler.
Know us.
Yeah. That was it.
Now, for example, if you were to turn up at a PCA show, like, and even like when I was at like, you know, the NFM show, the last show I did, like afterwards, I was still chatting to people for like half an hour. Because you just naturally
Are you
know
sure? You were binging. We need to speak about that.
No, we don't.
His day after his prep. Fucking hell. That was good. That was an impressive day. But yeah, it's a community driven sort of thing where once you're into it, like, it's very once you're into it, you're in.
Mate, but you don't nearly missed out on that. You looked at me like, what? What have I done wrong?
But you, say I what think you get into it and it's like the thought of the perception when you're not in the actual circle, when you're not in, is different to when you're in. So when you're in, you actually like you realise you're in. You're like, oh, this is actually what bodybuilding is.
It is a very strange sport.
Yes. But like, it's also one where like you know everyone anyway. Like,
yeah.
For the most part anyway, like, it's almost like, you know when you're in school and like you kind of know everyone who's in your year but different schools and like wherever you live.
Yeah.
I felt that's kind of like bodybuilding. You kind of know people in like different gyms.
Yeah, or like when you played football or
social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So then I was like, oh, that's actually quite sound. I wouldn't mind doing it. And then my gym was like kind of bodybuilding, kind of not. So there was people...
You were training at Pure originally, weren't you?
Yeah, that was because the gyms in Wales weren't open.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was travelling to Bristol to train at Pure Gym. Because I didn't know what the grow room was.
Yeah.
But I probably would have trained at the grow room.
Yeah.
Then I started training out of UFIT when... Because you originally had to be 18 to join. Now you don't have to. There's just loads of fucking kids in there. Okay.
Oh, I bet you love that.
Yeah, it's fucking fantastic, mate.
That's
why I get really switched on for a set. Preset of roles is fantastic. But yeah, that was like a few people who were like prepping anyway that year, the people who prepped before. And I found it like quite interesting because it was almost like what I'd see on social media from like yourselves or something like that was it'd be quite similar to then what I was doing at home. So I was like, oh, it's not that weird.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And then a few months later, you were just like, Josh, you need to go on gear now.
I didn't say that at all. No, it wasn't like that. Mate, it was like start.
Does it
all this
I've got a question about that as well.
It was 2022, wasn't it?
It was on the way to City PSG.
Yeah, and you were the one who mentioned it. I did not
bring
it up at all.
What would you say if I was to be like, I want to go on gear? and you didn't say no.
And he got it out of his pocket.
I was like, bang!
I just went, mate, it's fantastic. I was like, I thought you'd never ask. I was like, I got Tess, Mast and Trent.
Is yeah, that, she started is that... crying.
Yeah, and then I was like, right, just turn around, just close your eyes, it'll be over in a minute. And I gave him his first shot for free, and then I was
yeah,
like, right,
then
buddy.
He burned me, it was over in a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was like, right, buddy, you want a bit more? You know, you have to start paying for this. And then I started getting him, you know, hooked. But no, so that was like, well, that was...
Yeah. That's actually his main job, doesn't actually coach.
He took 10. Quanta. Christ. So, yeah, we were going to the football game. That was, I can't remember when, but let's say it was the start of 2022. So
no, it was back end, wasn't it?
Yeah, so you've been coach at this point for about a year. Like it
yeah,
was coming
up to a year. And then it was end of January, start of Feb, and I was like, I asked you about it again.
Because I initially was like, I remember exactly where we were. We were walking to the stadium.
I thought we were driving.
I remember we spoke about it on the walk. I remember that.
I think, yeah.
But it was like the main walk, you can see the stadium. And I kind of said, like, this is what I think you could do. This is how things are. This is what we should do. Realistically, I'm not against it, but I think you should have a think. It shouldn't be something that you go for. I was like, let's just get you into a good groove. You're making good progress.
Yeah.
I was like, if that's where your head is, it makes sense with where you want to be taking things. Yeah. And I was like, and I knew genetically you weren't bad. Like, it wasn't where, like, you got good shape. You had good insertions.
Waist doesn't waist is fucked.
No, but you're wasting that. Your waist now that you actually got some quads looks like small. It's just
looks okay.
Yeah. It's just you need to show more quads and actually have some adductors. But
yeah, that'd be fantastic.
I knew that it was a case where, like, you've got potential within what you want to
do. And it wasn't a case where, like, I was completely like slack with, like, I was like, I trained 5 times a week, I trained 3, my food was all over the place. I was like, I was already doing everything that in my opinion you should be doing before you even think about taking anything. And then I was like, realistically, I don't really care for doing anything else. I have absolutely zero social life. I don't really go out, so I was pretty dialed in everything else. So I was like, if it's something which I want to do and I wanted to be alright at in, well, not last year, the next following year, maybe the next time I prep.
Maybe this year, mate, that's what you're saying.
I want to.
Yeah, next year.
Do not prep this year.
What?
You're thinking about prepping this year?
Me mentioned it.
No, you were the one who mentioned it. You're not about
prep
this
year. It's
the
last thing you need to do.
You need time to grow. No, you definitely is your age.
It's, I spoke about it the other day to someone. I was like, I want to do a show, I don't want to prep.
Yeah.
So I enjoy the show aspect. That was fun. That was brilliant.
That's Jack Eagles.
Yeah, prep every year.
No,
just jump on stage really fast.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Started 22. So jumped on gear.
How did we do things? What did you do? Got bloods.
Got bloods done. FSH and NH was fucked already, so I was like, right, I can't have kids regardless, so it's fine. No, that's not the case. They were a bit like low, but it was fine. Then started off like 250. Test was
I think 200 or 250. Your natural test wasn't low, like considering
it was
about,
it was
22.
Yeah, 22. Yeah, and then 250 put it to about 50, 40, something like that. Yeah.
We spent a long time.
Yeah, like ages.
Very,
and
very
then I went on holiday in June, so we did like a very aggressive pullback for that.
And then you got in a fight on the holiday. That was the one that you got a black eye.
No, that was back. I forgot. About that. That was back in the year. No, so we'll get into that in a minute.
Too much test.
Yeah. Someone actually did try to scrap me on the holiday though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, then we put in mass standoff for like 4 weeks, which wasn't really much point.
Yeah. That was accentuated by you. You were like,
let's see how cool
I think we say that like pretty much like 200 to 300 milligrams for like 4 or 5 months.
Oh yeah, no.
You didn't
no.
make really any, it was like the escalations were like, oh, you
No, first escalation was like halfway through July.
Yeah. You'll be like, you're progressing at a really good rate. You don't need more.
Yeah.
And it's funny now, I see loads of people start their first cycles and they're already at like 500 milligrams within
even like
a month or two.
A few like applications we've had and they're like, oh yeah, my first cycle, I've done 600 tests. I'm like, what?
Yeah. It is
it's fucking stupid. But then no, then basically stayed on, but gradually escalated things, got bloods done midpoint of 2022.
Yeah.
And everything was sound, carried on. And then
we had our sights set on 2023 to compete.
Yeah, I was thinking about 2024 anyway.
Yeah.
But then I remember you almost said to me, like, no, you said 2023, just do fucking 23. Yeah. So my head was like...
But that's normal, especially when you're young in the game of, like, I could have easily...
I was being a pussy.
Yeah, I could have competed at 22. Like, at 22, I competed at 22 years of age. But I could have competed the following year, still as a junior.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, because I said to Finn's competing, I'm going to do next year. And it was where I just was like, well, I'm going to do it now. I've said it. But you, I remember you were a bit like, maybe I'll wait, maybe this.
People always like want to just be better. So it's like, I'll just maybe wait a year. And then like you think...
That's it. I feel like if eventually you just need to say, no, I'm going to do it, because otherwise you're never going to be, you're never going to be that happy with how you look. You're like, oh, this could be better, that could be better. Oh,
you, even if you were to have waited like 5 years, there's going to be things that you could have been so much better with. There'll be things, let's say, just how you look, there's always going to be improvements. That's what the game of physique development is. So that's into, but it's back into 2022, like, made a lot of progress.
You got a Black Iron Knight out.
Got a Black Last Iron Knight out. Yeah, got beaten up. Any wins with any girls in this situation? No, let's move on. None. So no girls, just pure rejection. That was 2022, summed up now.
No, 2022, there was a few.
Really?
Yeah.
This is news to me.
You mentioned one on a video, remember that? Do you have the video at Premiere?
Do you still speak to her?
No, I saw her the other week, actually. She got cheated on. L for you, you cunt.
Fair enough. Josh holds no bitterness towards this individual. So carrying on, so 2023.
2023?
Yeah, we competed. We did three shows.
We did three.
Feels weird that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It was like, I feel like, again, it's quite obvious for people that know Josh, but like, we were in a very, very good, everything went perfect.
I think my prep was perfect till September.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, I remember I looked through at photos like the other day, because obviously on our chat, you've got every single photo I've ever shown you. Not on my camera, I've deleted some of them.
Yeah.
But the ones where like, it was just after like, I think it was my secondary feed, like maybe end of October, start of September.
Yeah.
And I was like, I looked sound.
Yeah.
But then we were almost like, oh, you could be a touch leaner. Then I remember I clocked it like about a month ago. I went onto the sheets and just seen how my body weight was. I dropped like 3 kilos in like a week, 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
And at the time I was like, oh, sick. I look so much leaner. I was like, no, you look fucking shit.
It was such a weird.
But at that point, I was like, no, I need to do more. Need to do more.
It was a combination. I think the vast majority of it. So we started prep. Let's have a bit of a chat beforehand. So we started
fat
prep.
Fat bastard
mode.
Awful,
but, mate. Let's be real. You were soft, yes, but we knew you dropped weight quick because we did the pre-prep little diet back towards the back end of 2022.
And it was also it wasn't a case where like if you told me to do cardio, I was going to do it. Like it wasn't like
you were itching and.
I hate that though. I have clients that say that. They go, just tell me what I need to do and I'll do it. And I'm like, but that's not the point. The point is that you shouldn't have to dig that hard and lose 3 kilos every week.
I remember saying distinctively, like at the start, I was like, no, you'll be fine. We have plenty of time. We started, when was it? Was it May?
Back. It was April? Like last day of April.
Okay, yeah. So last day of April, pretty much into May. And I remember you were like 105 and a bit. And
oh no! In that like week of a pullback, I dropped like 2 kilos.
Yeah, I knew you mate. It's was going to be
3 pounds, is it?
What is 105? Isn't that similar?
No, it's not.
That's like 220.
It's not far off. Yeah. It's not quite.
God, I'm not,
but either way, you were soft. You were soft, but like
I was fucking obese.
No, you weren't that fat.
I was.
Mate, you're only like 3-4 kilos off now. Like, you're not that bad.
I'm 8 kilos off now, and I actually look alright somehow.
Yeah, but anyway, so we got.
I look worse than you two have ever looked.
Nothing.
Mate, no. Even the photo I put on my story.
The Finn Kelly off season is
peak off season.
There's a photo and you put it on your story. Randomly, I still fucking hate you for this. Yeah. I got a random story tag at like start of June, and I'm like, what the fuck's Reese done now? I didn't even message in this. This is like a mess that's 5 weeks old. It's just a photo of me as a fat bastard for no reason.
I just put like spilled over from his plan on his refeed.
The thing is, I was like, did I send you that? No, you just put it on a story anyway. I was actually pissed off. I didn't reshare it for a solid 5 minutes. I had to go for a walk. I was actually really fucking. I'm not gonna lie, I was really pissed.
His head was on Mars. Was like, Sam, make this a reel. We'll find the photo.
You're a fucking bastard.
We'll send it to you.
I'll send you the story as well.
No, that's
cool. The worst thing is, the second I reshared it, a fucking bird shat on my top as well.
I remember that actually. Yeah, bad luck.
That was a really bad day.
Yeah. So, prep started, dropped a lot of body weight. You looked awesome at like 85 kilos. It's such a shame.
Fucking sick.
You're genuinely
Like, you know when people are like messaging you and like they said, oh, you're going to do so. I didn't read into it once until a day out and I was like, oh, shit, some people actually want me to do well. No. You think I'm going to do well.
Obviously, people know we're close in many ways. But I probably got more messages off you, off people than like anybody I've ever coached. Like, and obviously, objectively, I've had clients have done better than you.
Yeah.
But like 8 weeks out, I remember being on holiday and I was like, Josh.
It was when I trained at the Groom, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was like, Josh looks mint. He's in a really good spot.
I jumped into the shows when you think it was the first time I showed, and the thing is you weren't stage conditioned.
No, but
you
I
were
feel
very
like
close.
I went to PCA Wales,
yeah,
and there was one of the dudes in the class, and I was like, don't get me wrong, I don't really want to do a show to this woman or the person in there, but I was like, I looked, well, obviously you know now when you go look better when you're going to look worse, but I was like, if I'd done that, that probably would have, first of all, got stage experience. Wouldn't have been, to be fair, I wasn't nervous on stage anyway.
You were very confident on stage, which was good.
But like, at least we know the next time it started, I don't have to like.
I think it was a combination of things.
You know when you say like you weren't in stage condition. I've said that and we've said that at times, but a lot of the time.
But I look back now. I looked leaner at 85 than I did at like 74.
You looked more alive.
Yeah, you weren't.
No, leaner, but like muscular wise, I looked just harder.
Well, bodybuilding isn't just like.
It was so much.
What is stage condition?
It's
not a. There's not a certain. You're not in stage condition, so you can't step on stage. There's not a certain number or body fat percentage you have to be. Like, you can step on stage however you want.
Yeah.
Like, and for some people, stage condition, you actually look worse. I looked worse at my lightest than I did in the earlier shows.
Yeah.
But in the earlier shows, I was thinking, I need to get leaner because I've not gotten as many lines.
You know when you did like your men's physique show? Like, you look very, very good. And then it was like the A1 show where you almost like just died off a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But the BMBF, like, I remember thinking I looked shit at that show, but looking back, I was like really full, and like, I actually looked pretty good. And then I look at like the UK FBA was like a good balance of both, but still by that point I was like pretty trashed. But like,
I think placings though play a factor. Like, I remember when you came second at your first PCA show last year, you were like, "Oh, I looked fucking awful." Like, even I remember like, it was the first time in like what 2 years by that point I actually had to tell you to just shut up and just like, you were being a fucking idiot because you were like, "Oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to do." And I was like, no, but if you had got glazed and you had won and you just lost in the overall to who was doing it?
Sheridan.
Yeah. It's like, say you just lost that.
Yeah.
You would have been fine.
Yeah.
It's just if something doesn't go the way that you initially wanted or hoped when you're pretty shagged.
Yeah. It's hard. It's very hard to mentally kind of recover at times. Like, you almost like one thing goes and you're like, oh, fuck. And then another thing. And it's like, it has that kind of bearing where, like, I think a lot of your stress was more so internalized where, the amount of times that like you became very over reliant upon people around you, me included.
Hundreds, yeah,
and it was where you'd wake up and it was like, I remember so much. It was like 7 a.m. Like, I literally, like, it was like 6 o'clock, and you sent me a voice note.
I was like, "What do you mean?"
And I was literally like, every reply was within like 20-30 minutes. And it was like, or at most, but most of the time I was like on my phone at that time.
Yeah, like when you're away, it was fantastic. Yeah. I remember I used to wake up at 6.
And I'd already reply. I wouldn't even leave the house.
You'd be like, "Oh yeah, do an arrow card."
I have to message you so quickly, and I'd be like, "Josh, please, like, just it's 6 a.m, bro. Like, what the fuck? You don't know how the day's going to be."
Oh no, 100%.
And everyone around you, like, I know I had Ethan. I remember Ed telling me, Millie's boyfriend.
Yeah.
stuff like that, like saying to me, like, "This is what Josh is saying. This is how things are." And I remember I had to be so honest with you. And be like, "Josh, you've got to get a fucking grip." Yeah. But when you're in that moment, you don't realize.
No, you don't. I remember there was one day, and I remember I sent you a voice note. It was about a week after Connor's show.
Yeah.
And I was like, "I'm fucking dying. I'm on my ass." And I was like, I didn't listen to it back, but I remembered the message of the week. I was like, "What the fuck was I on about?"
But even saying things
like that, I'm like, that's not going to benefit me at all by saying that.
Looking back, do you think I didn't like how I conducted myself?
Or no,
like,
oh yeah, 100%,
yeah.
Because I wouldn't recommend that to someone now. Like, if, for example, clients of which I'll prep or anything like that, I wouldn't say that's a good thing at all, because the more that you almost like open up to it and say, "Oh, I feel bad, I feel this, I feel that," like, the worse you're just gonna like interpret it.
I feel like that. Like, after the A1 show, when I actually started thinking about how I felt, I actually think that was the worst thing for me. It wasn't, because I needed to otherwise I'd have ended up like pushing everyone away. Yeah. But it also, like, that kind of changed.
So I remember that podcast you did after the A1 show was like night and day difference from, to be fair, both of you, I reckon, from the podcast before. Because, like, I remember you said you couldn't have said anything because it wasn't, like, your place. But then, like, Finn was like, "Oh, shit, like, I look so much better. I feel so much better because I've just de-stressed a little bit and just listened."
It's a lot of it mental. That was 95% of it mental.
The week after that was the best I've ever looked. Because, like, stress has dropped. I was really full. I felt fresh. Training was really fun.
Yeah.
Like, I was actually talking to Shannon.
I think that's another thing, though. I think training-wise, because after...
Yeah, your training was wank.
My training was... No. My training was... bang on until end of August, start of September.
Yeah.
Like, it was really good. I remember, like, I'd still go into the gym, be like, "Okay, what did I get last week? Sound want to beat it," and I did.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I died a little bit, because I remember after that PCA Wales show which I went to, I remember I said to Ethan, I was like, I'd feel like I'm going to feel a bit shit this week. And I did. And it was worse than I thought.
Why are you saying that?
That's what I mean. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but I was like, in my mindset, I was like, I'm going to feel shit. Yeah. And then I did, but I felt worse than I thought I was going to do. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the gym and tick the box and go home.
Yeah.
And like a session that would usually take me an hour and a half, even in prep when like you are a bit like quicker with things, would take like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then those build up and your sessions, like obviously you can still be quick and have a good session, but it wasn't a good session. It was shit.
Yeah.
Like it was wank. And you're thinking, oh, Sam, I moved a bit of blood around. I got a decent pump, go home. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, Sam, I've still got the rest of the day to just... At that point, just fucking overthink things.
Yeah. See, for me, it was like that, but it wasn't, I've got the rest of the day to overthink things. It was like, I've not got enough time to do all my steps, as much cardio as I was doing. It was like, I was not rushing my sessions, but like my sessions were shorter.
Yeah, that's it. I was like rushing my day as well. Like I'd finish my last meal, wait like exactly 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, go to bed, but I wouldn't sleep because my body wasn't used to sleeping at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
I know some people do, but my body wasn't used to it. So I'd be in bed till like 11.
The best, do you remember when we went to... So let's actually talk about the shows. And then I'll talk about Cardiff. Because we went out in peak week. I said to you, you're coming to the escape room.
I'm so happy I went. Yeah, you said you'd be so happy you went.
Yeah, because your reaction was like, I'm not coming to the escape room. Yeah. No, I feel shit. And I was like, mate, you're coming to the escape room. You'll be back in bed by 9 o'clock. I guarantee you'll feel way better on the way back. Yeah. And the following day, you'll be like, oh, I'm happy I actually did something out of my comfort zone. Because you get into this conditioned mindset where it's like, everything has to be to a T,
really like robotic and stuff.
And that is not a way to live. No, unless 100%. You are severely out of shape and you can get away with it because you're fat.
Yeah.
But you weren't. You were very close. You were stage conditioned. Yeah, you were too skinny. You were too lean. I had the opposite of people.
I got
people
told messaging by,
you're doing, Josh is looking wicked, to then being like, what the fuck's up with Josh?
There was one photo that you put on your story.
There was one, and it was 2 days out. And Millie's boyfriend, actually. Do you know Ed Rimmel? He said, sack Reese.
Mate, you did look awful.
Yeah. I remember, but I was at the point, I was like, oh, this is going to be quite interesting.
Yeah, but
and then the next day, I dropped
revived, No, we revived the look quite well.
No, like, but then like,
show you looked your best.
No, you know, the next day, I woke up and it was like half five, and then you weren't awake. But I was like, I can't go back to sleep because I was just the time I woke up.
Yeah.
But you told me not to do any cardio. So I was in my room and I dropped a kilo overnight. And I was thinking, so I just put 750 carb in, I dropped a kilo. Yeah. I looked really fucking flat and I was like, oh, today's going to be just quite interesting.
Yeah.
And that was a very stressful day.
Was that the day you came around and I was like...
That was the day after.
Oh, the day after?
Day after. And you woke up around 20 to 8.
Okay.
And you were like...
Was this when I was in Cardiff?
No, the day after. Day after you got home.
Oh, that was the day after I got my car crashed
into. Yeah, it was the same. You crashed your car, went home. Yeah. And then I remember you saying you crashed your car and I was like...
I didn't get in that night till like fucking like 11. It was such a bad
and
day.
And you just spent loads of money on FIFA.
Yeah, that was what I revived my sorrow. Yeah. Just being like, I'm spending money on FIFA, my car's fucked.
Yeah. And then I remember like I dropped a kilo and I was like, I looked at myself and I was like, I look really flat. Like I look exactly the same, if not potentially a touch worse than yesterday. Yeah. So I was like, oh, today's going to be interesting. And then it was like 20 to 8 and you messaged me and you were like, shit. Kitchen sink protocol.
Do you want to explain? So what did we do in the build up to the show? So like it was Wednesday, Thursday, I saw you in person.
Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I saw you in person. I gave you more food every single day.
Yeah.
I gave you more food on top of your baseline diet after seeing you in the morning.
Because you were like, shit.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. And I was like, so, you know, sometimes this happens because you can only see
telling someone they look shit.
You know, there's certain times where you just look at someone and you're like,
shit. Yeah, you're just better off going, right, let's just do this. Don't say anything about how to look. And if they go, what do you think? You go, mate, Sam.
Yeah. See, it was the day, it wasn't the day that you videoed, I don't think.
Mate, I guarantee you, Sam would have had, like, when you left, Sanaya and Sam were like, and I was like, I know, he's fucked. We were like, he's fucked, he's done. Mate, we were giving you so much food and you were just like, just so battered that nothing was happening.
I was on my ass. I was like, but I didn't even want to say, I remember, you know when you stayed at mine after Connor's show?
Yeah.
And I saw on your laptop, you had said to Sanaya, Josh is on his ass. I was like, no, I'm not. Fucking was. Yeah. I felt awful. but then I remember like I was walking home after I'd been to your like Airbnb and I was like, I'm still fucked.
Yeah.
I was like, I just feel like I'm going to feel fucked for a while.
Yeah.
And then the next day, kitchen sink protocol went in with a load of Superdrol that was really underdosed, which is really fantastic. Yeah. You said to get a meal in like 20 minutes and you were like, oh yeah, put creatine in as well. I don't fucking take creatine. I don't care. Didn't have any creatine. So I had to run to B&M.
Did you say earlier that you're doing everything possible before you started taking
Yeah, but then, yeah, but then
that's not even taking creatine. That's like the only thing we have, like, is nice.
It's like when you're taking like 800 milligrams of Tren, like you really need 5 grams.
Yeah, I don't really fuck you, like, yeah, just put creatine.
Josh is not on 800 milligrams of Tren.
No,
700.
799. So, kitchen sink protocol, Superdrol, insulin.
Insulin was afterwards, after my digestion fucked up. This and that, okay. I can
tell you. So Superdrol, so
basically, it's
creatine, salt.
Yeah, it was like as much salt as I could have before then, I threw up, but don't try and throw up because you'll probably look worse then.
And then about what, like 7,000, 6.5? 7?
Oh, it was 1,200.
1,200 what, carb? Yeah, no, I was saying 6,000 calories when that was.
Oh, yeah, 6,300 calories. And
this was like after running 700, 800, 900 carb.
No, the day before was 750.
Okay, yeah, day before.
How was your midsection the next day when you posed?
You were fine.
Oh, no, it was sound. Like when I was training, shit, because I'd had like 3 meals by like midday.
I think we ran 6 meals.
It was 6 meals, and like I was like midday, I had my first meal at 8, I'd already had 3 meals, so my midsection was like a bit like fucked, but at least I had my chest back. Woke up the next day still pretty sound. Well, actually, it looked pretty sound, and then the look was kind of revived for the first time in show.
I think, like, I honestly think you look really good.
You know when I got off stage, because I was like,
I was really happy. I was arrogant
in the sense that, like, I want to win. All I want to do is win. But I think that's kind of how anyone is, really.
Mate, you got second in a good lineup.
No, but then I was like, you know what? We went for a walk, and you showed me a photo. I was like, oh, sound.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, my mood was like, sound, perfect. And then we were just, like, thinking, like, right, we don't want to push too hard, because otherwise my physique will just die again. Yeah. So it was, like, almost, like, batter me for, like, 3 days.
More than 2 days, and then a high day, like, fill you up.
Yeah, but then, and there was one day, because I was thinking I need to be leaner. You mentioned a refeed on like the Saturday, so 6 days later, because you thought I was training. I was like, I'm not training, so I'm not having a refeed.
Yeah.
So I was a bit like,
but, like, that's the thing, that look how you're being, that, like, that response.
I remember 100%. You telling me about that.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I'm not having one because I'm not training, but that, I looked back at the message like a day later, and I was like, I look like I'm being a twat.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Had a refeed the next day, looked sound. And this is the point where we're going to do bodybuilding and men's physique in the FitX show.
You would have won both.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you would have won.
Which, like, would be annoying.
Even if you were like 20% worse than the first time, which you weren't going to be, you would have won both.
Yeah. It's hard winning physique shows at FitX. Yeah. It's hard.
Really hard.
But then, like, the next few days, because that's when I started posing in like a pair of trunks and stuff like that. Yeah. I was like, oh, sound, like, I look really good.
No, I remember that, yeah.
I remember I sent you a photo, I was like, fucking hell, I didn't think that I'd look like that and shit like that. Yeah. Like, I was, granted, like, I was very small.
Yeah.
Because I think I'd kind of eroded away at this point. My ducts were fucked.
Still not come back.
A little bit. But I looked sound, then it was like, you said on like the Tuesday, it was like, right, this is last day of digging.
Yeah.
Finished that day, and I was like, sound, done.
Yeah.
All that hard work. Then, prep kind of fucked up the next day. Because that was first day of feeding up, where my stomach went bang.
Rice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was it? Did you get a different rice or whatever?
It was, because normally I was just having like Tilda or like, just normal brands of rice.
Yeah.
But I couldn't be arsed going to the shop. And there was a packet
does everything perfectly.
Yeah. And then I was like, this one time, I was like, normally, because everyone says don't microwave rice, then microwave it again. I've always done that. And then
this is the one situation out of a million times that it happens.
And then he was like, oh, like, you weren't even a full pack. It was like 40 grams of carbs through rice.
Man, on a high day, fucking hell, you coach your shit.
And then I was like, I remember, right, like, I was eating it. I was like, sound. About the rest 10 minutes pasta. Later.
Yeah.
And then about 10 minutes later, I was like, my stomach feels a bit fucked.
Yeah.
Don't feel too good. And I started feeling like really like nauseous, like lightheaded. And I started like sweating. I was like, it's a bit weird. Tried to go to the toilet, couldn't go to the toilet.
Yeah.
And then my stomach just started like bubbling a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a bit weird. Then laid down for a bit. About 10 minutes later, threw up, messaged you. And I was like, hey, mate, I've just thrown up blood. What do I do? And then my stomach was like just really hard, but really light.
Yeah.
And I was like, this doesn't look too good. And you were like, yeah, just run like rest day food or something to see how it is later.
Yeah.
I sent you some photos and my waist had genuinely doubled.
Yeah, it was bad.
And I was like, fuck. I was like, genuinely, at this point, I was like, right, don't stress. Because at this point, I was like, I knew, like, by me stress, I was actually a little much better.
You've
but I was
already
like,
thought.
Yeah, but I was like, don't stress. Went to
don't
bed.
Don't stress.
Yeah,
don't
but,
stress.
No, but that's literally my head. I was like, right, don't stress, like, whatever. Went to bed, woke up the next day. I think I was like 2 kilos up, and I was like, how the fuck am I 2 kilos up?
Yeah, you've had like 100 carb.
Yeah,
like,
and I was like, you're taking the fucking
You gained more weight than you gained after like 10,000
calories.
Yeah,
and I was like, this isn't good. I remember I was like, I went from like 74 to like 76. And granted, that's still light for me at that prep.
Yeah,
but I was like, I shouldn't have gained 2 kilos. No. Like, I really shouldn't have. And I messaged you and you were like, okay, sounds... No, the night before you said, okay, get some Lantus because you might have to use some to fill up.
Because I knew we were budgeting the time to fill up. So I was like, we're going to probably...
Because this was already like 3 days out, because the show was on Saturday. Yeah. And we were like, okay, shit. So I got some Lantus. And the next day we were like, okay, stomach's still a bit fucked. Let's not put any food in.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, right, okay, so this might actually die down. But by the time it dies down, I'm going to be really fucking flat. And the last time I looked flat last week, I looked... fucking awful.
Yeah, so again, more stress.
So I was like, more stress. I remember then I was saying to you, I was like, I had like the Airbnb sorted in Bournemouth for it. And I was like, should I go? And you're like, yeah, just go anyway. Get there. And I'm like, the whole drive, I'm fucking shitting myself. I'm like, I was having a full on anxiety attack about it. Get to the Airbnb, looks worse. And I was like, I'm going to kill myself. I'm not actually going to kill myself. I don't advocate that at all.
I called you at this point.
Yeah, you called. No. The next day you called me.
Yeah.
You sent me a voice note. You literally said, shut the fuck up. You're being fucking annoying. Shut up and go to bed. I replied, okay, sorry. The next day, still looks a bit shit. At this point, I stopped weighing myself because I was like, I can't be bothered. Looked shit. You was like, send me photos like every hour. Take photos every hour. And you didn't reply to all. You started ringing me.
I imagine that. You send your photos, you get a call. No reply, just a call. You send your photos.
No, it was a joke. I sent photos. Reese Fit, seen just now. Seen 1 minute ago. Phone call from Reese Fit.
I was like,
shit. And you were like, you don't look that bad. Sanaya comes in. You look fucking awful.
I was saying to Sanaa, like, how do I word this? I was like, you don't look that bad, mate. Like, honestly, I said, I was like, you don't look as bad as you think you do. You're still really lean. Your legs look all right.
And you're like pinching yourself to stop laughing.
Yeah, and your midsection just looks a bit naff. And then Sanaa's like, you look really bad, mate.
I was like, thank you.
It's hard, though, isn't it?
When you're, no, I think at that point, like, I knew I looked bad. I was like, I started getting annoyed because I was like, Reese, I don't look fucking good. I look fucking
I never
awful.
Said you look good. I just said you didn't look as bad as you think. Because objectively, I still think if you had stepped on stage, the junior, I think it would have been... I honestly don't think it would have been...
I would have come second in two.
Yeah, but that's not... I don't think it would have been...
Reese came third out of three.
Yeah, true. I've been there as well. Yeah, novice as well.
I've never been there.
Yeah.
No, then like after that, I was like, fucked. I was like, not a bit pissed off, but I was like... weirdly in my head I was like, I don't want to prep anymore, but I didn't have a reason why, because people had said why, and I was like, oh, I don't know. But it was in my head, almost like I wanted to prep because I was almost like feeling sorry for myself, but I didn't have like an actual reason of this is why, because I was like, if someone said, okay, do you want to do the show in 2 weeks, I'd say yeah. Like, why wouldn't I want to do it? And then by like the weekend the bloating had like gone, but I put on like 5 kilos overnight again, and I was like, at this point, I was actually pissed off because I was like, I've genuinely about 3,000 calories in about 4 days at this point. Yeah. And I was like, don't know what the fuck's going on. And then I was like, right, I'm just going to go to the gym and just stay on the stairmaster until I go hyper and then do another half an hour. So I think I did 2.5 hours of cardio.
Off-plan cardio.
Yeah, and you were like, don't do cardio. I was like, sorry. Then my doctor, who works in the gym which I was doing my cardio at, had a look at me. He was like, you might have a kidney infection. So saying that to someone who stresses a lot, I was like, shit. Had a kidney check, I was fine. Then he just gave me 30 gram vitamin C IV, and then I pulled off all the water.
Yeah, and then we had the PCA finals.
Yeah, they were like, oh, Sam, we could do PCA finals again.
Yeah, because that was like, we didn't, yeah. No, PCA finals.
We're like, Sam, we can end on this, we can look okay.
Yeah.
I'll get battered by Connor anyway, because he's a pretty boy.
Yeah, Connor's been in that show.
And Finley, because he's just like incredibly more well muscled than me. Yeah. But I was like, Sam, at least I can end it there. Yeah. And then.
And Pat. Pat did.
And Pat,
well.
Yeah.
Pat looked really good to me.
Yeah, Pat looked sound.
Really good, yeah.
And then it was like almost like a mixture of flat, spilled, couldn't
you
get a pump.
You weren't spilled, no, you just didn't get a pump. You just looked like tired.
No, but I couldn't. Like, yeah, I no, couldn't. No, too far, I did, because I was pumping up with Finley.
Yeah.
And I get a pump.
And it would
bang.
Just go, yeah.
And it was like, I could tell my body was shagged. But like at that point, in a way, you've kind of peaked twice in a week. So like running that much like vitamin C. And yeah, my body was like shagged. And afterwards, I was like, fuck this. I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
And then you were like, shut up and do the show.
I said, do NFM, do bodybuilding, end on a high.
You almost like, to be fair, you'll say, oh, you heard the word gaslight 3 weeks ago. But you basically gaslighted me into doing that show.
Well, of course, yeah. You didn't want to.
You were literally like.
But I said to you, I was like, it will give you a good boost because you'll get picks, you'll do, you'll look better. Yeah. I was like, you're not needing to get any leaner. I was like, we can literally just reverse into it. Yeah. And the funniest thing is, you were like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Fuck off.
I went home.
You went home, didn't want to do it. You voice noted to me, I'm going to do it. Then 3 hours later, I'm not doing it. Then the next day, I'm doing it.
I did have bipolar.
Then 4 hours later, I'm not doing it. So yeah, your opinion changes every like 4 to 5 hours. Bearing in mind at this point, you're like 6 days out.
Yeah.
So this is 6 days from the final
Less than that. It got to the Thursday, I was like, okay, I want to do Andre show.
Yeah, yeah. And then when you actually stepped off stage, because you won, and you look good, and I showed you the photos, and you look really good. Yeah. And when you got off stage, you were like literally thinking about doing another show. You were like, I remember you said about another show.
And you
show.
Said, no.
I was like, no, then, I'm telling you now, stop. I told you last week, carry on, do another show. No, I'm telling you now, stop. I was like, your prep's done. So that was bodybuilding. What was the difference between where was your head after
it was
that?
Weird because I was more confident in the men's physique show
because
I've done the poses more planned for it and I don't know, I just felt a lot more like cocky, arrogant, etc. But then like in a sense with the NFM show, I remember I trained legs like I think it was day after the finals because you said you wanted a bit more life in them.
Yeah.
Didn't drop any information until about an hour out. So I was like no detail in my quads at all.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
I went to the toilet and I was like, fuck it. I put it on my close friend's story and I was like, shit, I've actually got detail in my quads.
Should have had an anabolic bath.
Yeah, done Josh, Josh Campbell. Yeah.
And then, like, I enjoyed it because I was like, I was basically just, buddying it.
Yeah.
But I got the feedback was, your posing routine was really well thought out.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, it was like really well thought out, really take so much time doing it. I just did my fucking check-in in the first song that came up on my phone.
Yeah, what was the song?
Intro XX.
Most people do that.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think you look really good. Like, you definitely at that point, like, you were faded.
I was fucked.
You weren't very vascular. Yeah. Like, you looked just like you were holding like water, but you weren't holding water. You just looked tired still.
Yeah.
But like, I saw the poses and like your side leg was really good.
That's the thing is, like, even like we didn't track body weight for that week, did we?
No.
But if I was to estimate, I'd probably say like 78, 79.
Yeah, I'd say high.
But
70s.
I looked leaner than like 76.
Yeah.
In a men's physique shot, but in a bodybuilding shot, if that makes sense.
So yeah, that was that. And then, so that was like prep summed up. You finished prep. What did you have to eat, Josh, on the Sunday?
A decent bit of food.
So I said to Josh, and I always say to clients, if I was to say I'm good at one thing, I think like the post-show management.
Yeah, to be fair, I would say post-show management.
Because I'm very honest with all my clients, and I'll be extremely straight up. And like most of my clients, especially post-prep, have handled it really well, because I'll be very honest, I'll set everything up. But I'm always going to be honest. And I said to you, I think I was like, right, it's like 12 o'clock. I was like, don't eat like an idiot.
But you know, in a way, I'm happy for how that day when I ended up wanting to
die. No, you're more
because
than
then after I was like, sound, I feel I don't want to touch food.
I remember you saying, like, I don't want to eat. I don't want to eat. So tell us, what did you do?
So there was like this like cookie place like at the show. So I got like one. I had one on the floor. So like, you can have that. I was like, sound. To be fair, I didn't actually have two.
Okay.
Because they tasted of shit.
So you had one cookie?
Yeah. Like one like brownie thing. Yeah. Let's say...
I'm going to get the message up just to confirm that you've not forgotten.
I'll try and remember. Yeah. It was like a chopsticks, which was fucking shit. There's Domino's in the night, but I didn't finish it because I felt sick and I pretty much did throw up.
Any dough balls?
Yeah, I didn't finish them either.
Six dough balls, she said here.
Didn't finish them.
It said six dough balls here.
Which I didn't finish.
Bagel with a bit of whip hissed.
That was nice, to be fair.
Okay. Then you also got small galaxy bar. Wasn't small, just not the mega sized one. Small galaxy bar. Wasn't small, just not the mega massive one. So galaxy bar. Four square bars.
Yeah, but they were spaced out.
Okay, cup of tea with some custard creams.
It was actually two.
Bowl of Crave / Nut Clusters, about 200 grams total cereal, with whey sachet from winning stacked class. Three CMP protein bars.
I don't think it was three. I think I just put a random number. It's probably more.
Cheese toasty.
Yeah.
So after all that, what makes you go, I'm going to get a Domino's pizza?
I don't know.
He didn't say not in order.
Yeah, not in order. No, the Domino's pizza is what you finished on.
No, but I don't even know, because I had PTSD from in my off-season. Every week could be a large Domino's, two sides, and something else. And I'd be at the table for like 2 hours trying to get food in, because you were like, just get fucking food in.
Yeah.
Just be, you're a fat cunt anyway. Just can I say cunt?
We probably don't say that, but you're more than welcome.
So I had PTSD and I was like, I'm not going out for food, can't be bothered. Got that. I genuinely think I had about half of it and I was like, I'm about to throw up. Now I did throw up and my stomach was fucked. And I was like, yeah, sound, I'm not food focusing.
Because you just ate everything yeah. that you've ever
and afterwards, I was, I remember I messaged you the next day. I was like, can you give me a plan, please?
Yeah. No, mate, and you were sound, like, you handle, like, it's the reason why you look good now. Like, you yeah. you were, like, very
no,
good.
But, like, even,
considering
like,
how bad you were.
You know how everyone so always says.
But I gave you a lot of food.
Like, yeah, yeah. I remember even afterwards, I was like, mate, I don't need this much food. But at the time, I probably didn't. No. But a lot of people will restrict be on, afterwards. Let's say, 200 carb or something like that, yeah. then I just fucking eat loads of shit on top.
Yeah, I think yeah. I gave you like, you were back up.
Oh, it was 650. Yeah. 650 carb, 400 carb on a rest day.
Yeah, and like you were on a good amount of food. You were eating like 400 bit thousand calories. You
yeah. But the thing is though, is like I wanted to train like straight away. Yeah. Like you were like, oh, don't train for a few days. I was like, oh no, I'm going to train.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, just do what you want. And I was yeah. like, okay, but then I'd like jump in with like my mate sessions yeah. all the time because I was like, okay, I just want to train again.
Yeah, I remember you saying to me on a check-in, I don't need to be eating this much food. And I was like, you do, because if not, you're going to
yeah,
just
I
eat
did,
shit.
I didn't understand at the time, yeah. but looking back, it was probably the best thing to do. I think it probably yeah. it will probably is the best thing to do in that period.
Oh,
for
a million
pretty much anyway.
If you're going to restrict afterwards, like you're only going to set yourself up yeah. to
just go into a horrible cycle.
Yeah. yeah, and then it's like that kind of mental state where, like, again, you're 20-ish kilos up now, and you are in like you look about 5-10 kilos up.
Yeah,
like you're not shredded, but you're in a very good spot no. considering yeah. where you were, especially how battered you were. Obviously, if you had yeah. stopped prep at 83, 84, it wouldn't be a surprise to look like the way you did.
Yeah,
but sometimes it'll take a year potentially to yeah. put on that sort of, let's say, not like a lost muscle, but to revive the look, because it takes so long.
No, I think like straight away after prep, I was like, right, I've lost a decent amount of muscle. My head was all over the place. I need to get bigger now.
Yeah.
And it was like, straight away, I was like,
I remember you saying like you wanted a new trainer mezzo within like a week. And I was like,
oh no,
I
wanted it the next day.
Yeah, and I was like, Josh, please just have a bit of fun.
Like, I was like, okay, if you're not going to give me a training plan, I'm going to do my mate sessions. I jumped yeah. in with like Ethan Zenith session like every single time.
It probably did you good to yeah. just eat a good amount of food,
yeah.
have something to look forward to in the gym when it comes to
that's
like
it. All I wanted
again
numbers. Was like a routine, because like when you're yeah. in between shows, you don't really know oh, what you're awful. Doing every single day. Yeah. And like, you know when everyone says like you don't know how, like beforehand you feel a bit like physically battered before a show, then in between shows you feel a bit more mentally battered. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean?
Yeah.
But then afterwards I definitely understood, because you're like, you don't always have a straight plan until you've woken up and checked in with your coach or whatever. Yeah. And then afterwards, I was like, I just want to plan again. I just want to know
yeah,
what I'm
when
doing.
When you're so set on routine, it's annoying, yeah. isn't it? When it's yeah. like each day changes a little bit based on how you're looking and stuff. Yeah. It is annoying.
I remember saying that to you. I was like, my only complaint really was, I was like, I'm fucking getting pissed off by the fact I just don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I just want to know. Structure, yeah. But you can't, because yeah. you can't plan ahead. Like, you can't be like, this is what we're going to do this week.
Yeah. You can have yeah. a rough idea. Oh, I'm probably going to be filling up in 3 days. Yeah, but your body weight drops. You look flat. You train shit. You're like, all right, I guess I'm filling up now. Yeah. Like, guess I'm filling up post-workout, you know, yeah. and stuff like that. So, yeah, we're now in February, almost March. You're, like I said, 20 kilos up, training in a good groove, feeling good. What's your goals? What are you thinking?
I don't know, because I can still prep 2 years' time, early 2026 as a junior.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do junior shows anymore. I just want to, because classic, you can only do classic, juniors, and two
yeah.
reps.
I think if we were to do it, it'd be like you do junior bodybuilding, but you have classic as your main aim.
Yeah.
And then, like, what's your weight caps like now? It was 88, wasn't it? So what's that push?
I want to say it's 90 or so.
Yeah, 90-ish, I imagine so.
But I don't really know, like,
I'd like you a few kilos off the cap. I think if you were to be next time you compete, you're like.
But the thing is, like, I've got ages anyway, yeah. so I'm like, I'm not really that like stressed. I'm still young. I've got plenty of things I want to do before then. But if I was in terms of competing, like, yeah, I'd want to be like top end of like classic amateur cap.
I think the potential's there. Like, I don't think that's a bad show.
And it's like I always mention, like, oh, my waist is fucked. It always is if you're in off season, yeah. but then like as soon as I'm started dieting,
mate, you were hitting shots today, like your abs and thigh were vacuum, and I was like, oh, you look very like yeah. your waist is still tight for where you are body weight wise, considering
posing
you're 20.
Was good as well.
yeah, fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah, posing fitness. I don't know what was worse, posing fitness or your leg press.
My leg press was second set was sound.
It was okay. It wasn't great.
It was better.
Yeah. So goals probably, I think if we were to be realistic, I think back end of next year would be quite good.
Yeah.
So I think, because that would keep the pressure on where it's not like 2 full years. I think back end of next year would be good. That would like, let's set us up for another 14 months of growing, potentially a pre-prep pullback.
I think a pre-prep, because I think even though we kind of did do a pre-prep, but it was almost like, I remember it was literally like 3 days before we actually started it. I was like, I want to diet for a holiday.
Yeah.
And I think I didn't go on holiday in 2022, we probably would have dieted in like September, maybe.
It would have been a bit
and it would have, we would have started prep leaner.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have had to, not push as hard, but like, I don't think we pushed. I think it was just pushing a decent amount for a long period of time.
Yeah, I think, and especially like, if you look at how much food you're eating now and how your composition is, you operate well at this and you're lean. Like you're not fat. So I think if anything as well, to get into periods where you are soft and fat, pulling back aggressively, probably gonna make more sense.
So if I was starting prep at like this composition now, I reckon.
Maybe easy. Yeah. It'd be easy on stage at probably already 84, 85. Yeah. So it'll be exciting to see. Away from that, obviously coaching alongside me.
Mm-hmm.
You got your first prep client coming up.
Yeah, looks very good. Only got him last week. Yeah. Looks very good.
Such good coaching. Just your standard. Like we were saying, if it was a PCA show, he'd be like, first time, if
it's a PCA show, he wins it.
Yeah, which is, so it's just wonder what shows he's doing, and then in relation to kind of the standard. Because he's doing that.
It's a natural show. I know the Fed. I followed it the other day.
While we're doing that, maybe.
I feel like Finland, though, because it's a natty one, isn't
he? IMBA, whatever. Is it IMBA?
Close. OCB.
Yeah.
OCB?
Yeah. Of course he knows it. Fucking
what's that like? Where would it go? Looks
okay. It's quite common in... Is he American?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite common in America.
Yeah. So no, exciting stuff to come. We're getting to the questions now, mate, if you want.
Sound?
Yeah.
Which show is he doing?
Ohio. It's week after... We set last weekend of May.
Oh, Sanaya sorted the photos, by the way, mate. You know, the ones of us in the gym.
Yeah.
Right, so questions. Josh, you put a question box up, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
I've got a good solid 5, maybe, I think.
Okay, sound. Finn, you got yours? I just love LPs. Sorry, guys, for the silence. Hopefully everyone can just bear with while we're getting the questions up. Usually one person will get them up, but we're all...
I've got so many.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, you go first, man.
Let's do quick fire, because we've got quite a few to get through.
Okay.
And it's 7:15.
Okay, so why does Reese bully all his clients into gear?
Who said that?
Jake Byers BB.
I
got a question from Jake Byers BB.
Is it the same one?
No.
I consult and speak to them openly and say what the best plan is. Like, realistically, people that come to me are probably people that are going to be thinking about it.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, people might associate it, because the level I am as a coach is probably a case where they would have followed me and they think, I want to take my physique to the next level.
Yeah,
unfortunately, that sometimes does involve PEDs. I coach more natural guys than I do PED-wise.
Yeah.
But I have... not for long. All those natties that I coach, I just look down, I've got a list of like natty, and every check-in I'm like, a bit of
you
test
ready
yet? Yeah, you ready, bro? A bit of test would be good here. But no, I'll be straight up with any client. I don't think I've ever said to anybody out of the blue, you need to do this, or I've just given them exactly what they need to know.
To be fair, I don't think you've ever mentioned it to a client. You didn't even mention it to me until I mentioned it to you.
Yeah,
but I think that's almost like how it should be.
Yeah,
to be.
Yeah, 100%. Like, should never be like pushed on someone.
No.
Jake Byers BB asked, how do you go about driving up food post pre-prep diet before prep?
High days.
Yeah, I like
the implementation of high days. Building up, let's say having a high day, assessing kind of response, building up training day food slowly, keeping routine in, keeping cardio in, also accepting that like it's probably going to be time frame dependent, but you don't want to be trying to get your food to peak off seasons, and you probably will be, even at the end of that phase, still pretty hungry, which as it might scare you, think, oh, I'm starting a diet, I'm starting a prep and I'm hungry, but realistically most people will probably be somewhat hungry, and therefore you're going to be leaner and then have less body fat to pull off, and
you still want to have an appetite at the end of that phase. Like the goal of that phase isn't get to peak off season food or get back up to peak off season weight.
It's not really just throw food in for the sake of throwing food, and it's actually just making your training better if it maybe suffered in that little diet. It probably shouldn't really anyway, but like more so just focus on your training performance and not just throwing food in. Is like in some point of like an off season you'll be like, right, my body weight's not going up, but I'm just going to put more food in because it's not going up, and you're not at the point where you look lean anyway.
Even if you maintain throughout that phase between the pre-prep and the actual prep, you'll be able to work up food pretty well. You'll drop off fatigue from that and probably bring expenditure down a bit. But yeah, like high days, refeeds, I actually think it's good to actually keep them in at the start of the prep as well, or like even have the data where you can then probably have them in every like.
I know you have clients who have like just high days consistently like every week, I think, don't you?
I have people who like have them in on, let's say, weaker body part days. They'll have like back to back high days, like a refeed every week, even in an off season setting based on like their more demanding sessions.
I quite like the problem
being a small natty, you get like 300 carb, you start spilling over. So it's like
high day is 300 carb.
High day 300 carb. Medium day 150, low day no carb.
Low day zero carb. Peak off season.
No wonder people just jump on gear and come to me. What sessions were more enjoyable? Both fat in progress works or the shed sessions? Well, Josh, unfortunately, you're not involved in this.
The shed.
Yeah, the shed, definitely. I wasn't fat at progress works. I was skinny as fuck. I was like 90 kilos.
I don't think I was fat at progress works.
No, you were prepping.
Was this like what, 2020?
Yeah.
We were fat when we trained in the Premier. Chess. I think he means Premier. We were both very fat in Premier and Evo.
Yes, yeah, Premier, Evo. I feel like, warehouse. To be fair,
from looking in
every other gym, but Premier.
I feel like looking in, you know, after like your 2021 prep, the time between then and like
May,
the time between May, then and when I started prep, our training was
no, but like May, June of 2022, like your training looked quite cool, quite fun,
Definitely. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was. But the shed sessions.
Shit now.
Fucking awful. Man.
Shed sessions.
Four LPs.
These fucking LPs. Fuck me.
All right, come on. Quick fire. Right. Yeah, it's Josh's go.
Ed Arfit, Minnie's boyfriend. This could be real. First 90% or last 10% of a blowjob?
Oh, last 10%. First 90 is shite.
What? You give him one?
Give him one, yeah.
Oh, I've got to give him one. Oh, shit. Last 10%. Bro.
Let's see, it's 10 minutes long. Oh, so you've got 9 minutes and 10. And
nine minutes.
Yeah, nine minutes
and 1 minute. I think I'd do the nine.
Can you both? Can you both?
110.
I'll do the whole 10 minutes. I'll take one for the team.
Next one. Jasper B. Fit, eating challenge. Appetite enhancements are allowed. Josh versus Jack Eagles. Who's winning?
Jack Eagles. So no, take MK677.
Yeah.
You know what? You know the growth hormones for God? Yeah, that kind of obviously ramps up ghrelin and leptin. So that would
I think my appetite is fucking embarrassing.
I don't think it's bad, mate.
I think it is, because even now I'm not
ramps
hungry.
Up both ghrelin and leptin.
Ghrelin and leptin, yeah, I'm both of them. Well, I think it's ghrelin.
I think
MK677 works upon your ghrelin receptor. So I think there's a synergistic effect, I'm pretty sure. You know, you've never heard of MK677?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I'd be surprised if it ramps up.
I'm not really looked into it.
I'm pretty sure it works upon the ghrelin receptor. And I think which in turn makes it, but I don't think it directly pushes up leptin directly without ghrelin. Does that make sense? I think ghrelin's the main driver.
Yeah, which makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because if it ramps up leptin as well as ghrelin, it probably just can't thin out. Whereas if it drives up ghrelin, that makes more sense because you'd be more hungry.
Yeah. I know it makes you more hungry from what I've heard. I've never actually taken it. I think it's a horrendous compound.
I'm not allowed to take it. No, I'm not allowed to take anything. Okay. I don't take creatine.
Did Josh meet the girl he was meant to see if it wasn't for the
No, I didn't.
Okay, moving on. What was the best prep moment for yourself and Josh? Huh? What was our best prep moment together, I'm guessing? I like this chat we had after. You got a bit emotional, soft bastard.
Yeah, we're not going to mention that.
Yeah, no. Upstairs, when I was...
Yeah, it was a nice chat about how things sort of are.
Yeah, and how things... And all that I've done for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
They bought me some shoes. Thanks.
They were nice shoes, yeah. So that was a good... No, that was probably their best prep moment collectively.
Yeah.
Because that was an honest chat and that was nice. And you got a bit emotional, if you didn't know.
You've got a bit emotional. I didn't cry. I did not cry.
You did, man.
I didn't cry.
You did.
I didn't
cry.
There was no tear that came down my face.
Yeah, but you...
Pete Royals asked us,
yeah.
Can you and Reese give JJ some dating tips? His brother has zero game.
Zero Riz.
I've been told that my game is so shit that it's good.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, Josh, I've heard you get a lot of L's. I know.
LPs.
LPs.
I don't.
Do more LPs.
I've never taken an L. I've never been rejected. Technically,
you have, mate.
I haven't,
mate. The girl from CSN that you were telling me about, she went to a different boy instead of you.
Got cheated on.
What?
Got cheated on.
Yeah, but before she got cheated on.
That doesn't mean that she didn't reject you.
No, I wasn't with her. I didn't want to be.
But she went to another guy.
So,
it's not true that.
Yeah,
it's alright, mate. It's alright.
Josh, it's fine.
Alright, come on.
If I'm not 220 off season, am I considered small? So that's 100 kilos. Josh was saying, I don't want to be. If you're not 100 kilos, are you considered small?
Yeah. Who is it?
Alex Cannings.
Oh, he's small anyway.
He's small.
I'm joking, mate.
Yeah. Not necessarily, but you are.
You got to be. Got to be 220 plus. Yeah, 100 kilos or you're small. No matter how short you are, you could be 5'2". If you're not 100 kilos plus, you're small. Yeah.
But.
If you could only do 5 exercises for the rest of your life, what would they be?
We've answered this specific a million exercises. Times. Josh, go for it.
Stiff leg deadlift, a leg press if I can brace.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Come on.
A lateral, a barbell press.
What kind of lateral?
Dumbbell because it looks cool. And I think machines are boring.
Profile though, bro. Well, the profile.
I don't care.
Can't be doing any LPs. The dumbbell drops off, so no LPs, bro.
Yeah, LPs don't care.
I'll do it at the start of my session.
Still pointless.
Start, no, but you can't get any LPs, bro.
You can't. They're just not very effective. Good.
Yeah.
I don't care. They're
okay, barbell press. Low incline, flat.
No, medium incline.
Okay. Yeah, the one
you did at Planet.
Yeah, okay, one more.
Stiff leg deadlift.
You've done, if you think about it.
Do some form of row.
Yeah, I was thinking row.
Yeah. If I had one in consistently, I'd probably say a barbell row because I want to put one in now.
A what?
A barbell row. What's that? Buddy row.
Yeah, buddy row. What?
Um,
it's Sam, make that real. Come on,
A hack squat when I'm peak fat bastard.
Okay.
That one. When I go
over a leg press.
Yeah, no, peak fat bastard.
So Josh, five exercises, come on.
Fat bastard leg press. Okay. No, fat bastard hack squat. Stiff leg deadlift when I'm a fat bastard.
Barbell row. Barbell row. Mid incline press and a lateral row.
Or when I'm a fat bastard.
Very like, they're very like male animalistic movements then, yeah. Like, just very like,
yeah, I'd be doing such an alpha single leg LPs, yeah, on the Cyrex ham curling maximal hip flexion forward, yeah. That'd be one, yeah. Alright, next question. Don't mean to do it. Butcher's wet dream: train 4 hours before bed, should I stick the blue light blockers on mid session?
Jesus Christ.
In all seriousness, I'd put them on as soon as I finish.
Yeah, if you get...
I can imagine Finn doing that. I can imagine Finn going, bang, then.
Yeah.
Immediately. It's like the anabolic window. As soon as you finish, bang, protein shake.
Oh, he's still literally near the shake. But
I can almost imagine Finn finishing his last rep and being like this. No, he's put my glasses on. Yeah. I'm not looking at anything now.
Don't talk to me. Yeah. I've got to relax. That's what I'm like as well. Ask Shannon, that's what I'm like. I have my supreme sleep and she'll ask me a question. I'm like, I'm relaxed. Just be quiet.
Oh, God.
Right, if you're not going to ask these questions, okay, I'll
go. I'll go. I'll go. Good one.
Sam,
you got to guess who it's from.
Oh, you're JP. How much food do you reckon you could eat?
Top three pick and mix sweets: giant strobes with a blowing smoke emoji. So I think he says his top is giant strobes.
What's a pick and mix like? If you
like, when you go to cinema and there's like the fucking massive things.
Yeah, sick.
I don't actually know what they're called. I haven't had pick and mix in years.
Okay, the fizzy cherries. Yeah, the cherry colas.
Big fucking massive snakes.
No, mate. No, I like them. That's awful. You're like 8 years old if you like them, bro. Oh,
mentally, I am. Yeah.
Mate, you like long things in your mouth.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was
saying.
Yeah. No, I can't get my ass too tight. Okay.
Right, I like the cherry, the fizzy cherries.
Yeah, fizzy cherries are elite. They're the best.
I don't really know many others.
I can't think of any. If I was to see some, I'd be able to... Yeah,
I think the cola bottles that are the fizzy ones that are like... purple and blue.
Yeah,
I think they're all right.
They're a bit too
I've not
sweet
had them in ages.
Yeah, I think they're a bit childlike. Then,
well, I don't know, mate. Yeah. I don't eat pick and mix.
No, I think
the fizzy cherry cola ones. They're the best.
Right,
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else.
Yeah.
Millie's boyfriend's asked us, "What's your opinion on Josh getting on gear 1.5 years into training? The dirty cheat. If he was doing everything that he should have been, then Sam, but he's not even been taking creatine."
Yeah,
it wasn't a year and a half into training. You've been training for like,
I've been training since I was like
9 months.
Yeah. I've been training for about 4 years at that point.
Yeah,
which granted, I don't think is that long anyway.
No,
but Ed, shut up.
Yeah, Ed, shut up. Most bodybuilding friendly regular jobs. To be fair, I'd say
when I used to work in CSN, I technically don't work there now.
Yeah.
In a way, I kind of say like, you know, people who work in like restaurants or like where you can track the food in a way, because that kind of helps. It's almost like just
if you work at Nando's, is good.
Oh yeah.
JP works at Nando's.
Does he?
No, when he's so food focused.
I thought
he wakes up and he's like, time to go to work.
I thought he did something for darts.
He does. He helps his dad out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wasn't sure. Because I didn't see the darts.
I think there's obviously some jobs that are more difficult to like align with the bodybuilding lifestyle, but like most jobs.
I feel like most like desk jobs should be pretty sound.
Mate, most jobs you'd be sound. Like, yeah, it might not be optimal, you might not be able to train exactly when you want, but like,
again though, I think for the most part, like the bodybuilding lifestyle, whatever you want to call it, it's literally just knowing what you're eating and just preparing it the night before,
and just getting to the gym and having 3 hours of the day to just have a pre-workout meal, post-workout meal, drive to the gym, train,
literally sleep, train, and then you've got
if you didn't call yourself a bodybuilder, whatever, let's say you didn't want to compete but you still did an office job and you still went to the gym, you're not really doing much different.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
If anything, keeping busier actually is more beneficial, because it means less time stressing out, overthinking your training, overthinking your food, worrying about if you're doing things right, thinking about your next meal. Like, you just crack on with your work.
Yeah. Right. How many times using an insulin syringe before binning it? Been doing after two pins. Definitely feel like it could be more uses though. See you in Finn Ultraflex, but never wanted to disturb you.
Imagine pulling up and asking us that.
Hey mate, Ed Paul is good. Insulin needles.
I've used this for a fucking month.
This one I've got here. I've had it. I've used it.
I haven't taken out my
house.
It's still there.
It's blunt. It hurts. I find that. So
who asked the question?
Let's put up how many times you use an insulin needle before binning it? They're so cheap. You could easily use it. I've used the same one accidentally and it's fine. It's not going to be the end of the world. But also, they're so cheap. It's like if you want to use one five times and by the fourth you're like, it's so painful, crack on, be my guest. But like, we're talking what, £15, £20 for a pack of 100?
Yeah.
So let's say you do one a day. It's going to last, like, you 100 days, like, for £15.
Again, this might sound a bit rude, but if you're having to think to save money on needles,
I don't think it's that. I think he's probably just like, I'll just keep it out.
Yeah, it's probably just like laziness rather than trying to save money.
Yeah. Who asked that?
I won't mention his name because he obviously sees us at Ultraflex Derby and he doesn't want to disturb us.
I'm trying to think about who trains there.
He's a lead singer of Coldplay.
Okay.
Train with Spence has asked us, Arnold Ohio predictions. Do you guys watch? I'm sure I've heard you say you're not fussed. I wouldn't say that we say we're not fussed. We're not the type of people to be like, we've got to stay up for the Olympia. Yeah. Like, we'll watch the
highlights. I'm into bodybuilding. Oh, yeah, I'll watch it. I consume bodybuilding content.
I like it, but at the same time, I find bodybuilding shows really boring.
Yeah.
Unless you know someone there.
I find them good if you're there.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to. But I wouldn't tune into
stay
a live
up to watch it. No. Like,
if I was to give my top five open, I'm gonna go Hadi, Samson.
The other two, you know.
No, Horse MD. I think he could be fourth or fifth or third. Like, he's in that like third to fifth. James is up there. I'd say James will be fifth.
Do well, but
I think
like
James
he's...
will be fifth. Who else am I forgetting? Someone who's like a big hitter.
He's not doing it.
No, he's out. Antoine looks really good, but I just don't think he'll look in proportion. I think he'll be a bit smaller than the rest. But his condition's ridiculous. He looks really good.
I think that's it for the big names.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head if that's everybody. I think so. It's more so everyone's hyping up Hadi versus Samson.
I think Hadi will win.
They will be the top two. Yeah, Samson second. Yeah, I'm going to say that. I'd like to see
Samson win.
James Hollingshead. And then I think Antoine, like, six, seven. They're the only ones that
we were saying, weren't we? It's funny how people, like, disappear off the grid. You know, like, we were saying that Martin Fitz guy.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was, like, raving about him. Mm. And then he's literally disappeared. Like, I haven't seen any of his stuff for ages.
Yeah.
Oh, Ramon. Ramon's good.
Yeah, I know. They're all good, to be fair. Yeah, Justin Rodriguez, who's out of shape always, and then
Andrew Jack.
He'll probably be third.
It
says here pending, but I don't think so. Yeah, Nathan LaRosa, Samson. Right. Yeah, that I'm sticking with my top three. Right, your question, mate.
I've got a bit of a boring one. Minnie's boyfriend again. What is recent Finn's opinion on you supporting City since 2016?
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But like, it's fine because I take it and I don't get offended when like you say anything because it's like, mate, you didn't even support them until 10 years ago.
I didn't even know who it was till last year when Mini competed.
Really?
No one did.
No one did. It's like if I was to ask you who played for City before 2010, you'd be like,
oof. Fucking nobody.
Who was the bold attacking mid that you used to have?
Stephen Ireland.
Okay.
Who was the centre back who was your player of the year for like multiple seasons?
Richard Dunn.
Yeah.
I've done my research.
Who was your Irish goalkeeper?
Shay Given.
That's okay. You know what? I take it back. That's actually. I genuinely didn't think you'd get. No. I thought you'd get Stephen Ireland.
Yeah.
But
no, my granddad was from.
Granddad, like, so, he's like, these are players from like 10 years ago.
So I started watching football when it was like when I was like seven.
Yeah.
And then that coincided with them getting bought. So I was like, sound wicked.
Yeah.
This is from Millie's boyfriend.
Oh, fucking
hell. Do you think Josh's phone lock screen is gay?
It's just me and Reese holding my ass.
Yeah, I do.
So what's wrong with that?
JPM VMT, cinema edition, blue, pink, or mixed tango ice blast?
Mixed.
Wait, what? Blue, pink, or mixed?
If you're not getting mixed, you're mental. Like, I've been to the cinema in ages.
I think if you were to say, can I have a pink ice blast, they'd probably be like,
I worked there and I don't think I ever made one that wasn't mixed. Even if they asked for one that wasn't mixed, I just make it mixed.
Yeah, you mixed it. Oh, sorry.
Hot dog or nachos?
Nachos.
I think that's such an easy one. If you're getting a hot dog at the cinema, I wouldn't get it either.
I've never had a hot dog.
And then sweet or salty popcorn?
Salty.
We do both.
Sanaa gets mixed on that.
Yeah. And then I'll always.
I was going to say Sanaa gets mixed. Sanaa gets mixed with me and Sanaa. Shannon gets mixed.
So do you prefer sweet or salty, Reese?
Oh, it depends who asks.
I love salty stuff in my mouth.
I love salty stuff.
I love just having. I just can't have all the salt. Oh, I love that.
Sometimes you put salt.
I don't want the popcorn. Can I just have all the salt at the bottom? Can I just lick it?
Yeah. Can I lick it off you?
Is it just me got questions now? Or?
Yeah.
I've got two more.
Yeah. You had loads.
I went through them all. I'm pretty sure.
Carry on. Go on.
Another one from Millie's boyfriend.
God's sake, he's keeping the podcast afloat. Yeah.
Name your penis using a famous movie title.
Jaws.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Gone in 60 seconds.
Is that a film?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
We'll make it one.
28 yeah. Days Later, that's a film. Can I imagine? Goal?
God. Yeah, good. Anyone else?
I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
Baby Driver? Oh, don't get it.
Oh, God. That's what I call my penis. The Baby Driver.
That's the most Finn's ever laughed.
That is good, that.
Loves a fucking paedophilic joke.
I do love paedophilia.
That was a joke.
We're
we're big advocates of paedophilia on this podcast.
No, paedophilia jokes.
Yeah, paedophilia. We're big advocates of it.
We're not really.
Right, last one.
I got one statement.
Go on.
From Argon Lift. Sorry if I didn't sign up for your coaching, so I'm not too... He's applied for me. He's probably applied for both of you as well.
No, yeah, yeah.
Mate, of course he's applied for... He's applied for Josh with, before, I was
applied. Yeah, he's applied for me multiple names. He's got
basically, he realised he needed someone who specialises in gut health.
So he went to Gulliver.
Yeah. But to be fair, I could rearrange your gut if you want me to.
Fair enough. What a perfect way to leave your questions.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, last one from Argon. Would shifting the hips back as far as possible help in hip hinges? And to a degree, also, yeah, buddy Rose. Would shifting the hips back as far as possible help in hip hinges? Well, yeah, if you're trying to focus on getting more through the glutes and the hamstrings, yeah. Especially the hamstrings, then yes. Would it help more in yeah, buddy Rose? It would make them more challenging because you'd be in more hip flexion, so your erectors would be challenged more.
But it wouldn't be a yeah, buddy row then.
You'd be more parallel. Yeah, it would just be a bent over row.
Yeah, or an actual proper row.
Wouldn't be a yeah, buddy row. Yeah.
It'd be fucking boring then.
Right, that's that.
Wrap it up.
Josh, anything you want to leave us with?
My dick isn't called the Baby Driver.
What? It's such a difference. Yeah. You know, if you were to do like the start of the podcast, end of the podcast, do you feel like you're a different person now?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've
don't get cancelled as soon as this goes out?
Yeah. Like, I think you're going to drive home.
This is the real me.
You've got a long 2 hours of just thinking about what you said and how the impacts, and just in future jobs, because you know, coaching your physique, no one's going to be telling you anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'll sack you. I'll replace you with somebody else.
Your life is in his fingertips.
And now, and all of us, and they're going to be
somebody else in his fingertips as well.
Yeah. And they're going to be showing like they're going to be searching up Josh Jenkins and being like, oh God. We're not employing this person.
Yeah.
So congrats, you've signed, you're like, that's it for you, bro.
Yeah. You're done. As Gandhi said, hashtag YOLO.
Those memes. Right, it's actually been a good podcast. Thank you for coming, mate. Thank you for coming. Good leg day. It's been a good day.
Yeah.
Cheers. We'll leave it there. Other than that, guys, we have been blowing up. Blowing up. We've been blowing up. We've got over 600 subs, and we were on 500 like a couple of weeks ago.
Let's get us to 700.
Yeah, get us to 700, and then we can have
and
the dream for a 1,000.
1,000 Spotify followers as well. Yeah. So if you're not following on Spotify, I think you have to hit the. I think it says follow, or you hit the three dots. It says follow, and give us a rating as well. 5 stars, please.
So yeah, hopefully everyone's enjoyed.
If you go to the link in my bio, you can go to Conte Sports and you can use Josh 10 at checkout. Thanks.
Yeah, but you wouldn't. You'd use Finn 10 or Reese 10 before.
And firstly, the only reason why you've got Josh 10 is because of Reese Fit 10. So
Reese Fit 10 is too long to
type. Yeah, like
Josh 10.
Plus, like 90% of people who follow me are like probably retarded anyway, so they probably can't count them.
Can't say that.
Yeah,
you did so well,
Josh.
You can't say
I didn't do fucking well.
Sam, please block out that and just put once you're in your own over Josh's face. Right, that's it before
actually,
we get ourselves cancelled. Yeah, anytime Josh speaks, just edit it out. I'm actually surprised, Josh. You did better than I thought you would.
Really?
Yeah, I thought we'd have to edit out a lot. You've been fine. So, yeah, thanks for coming. That's that. See you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.